Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This is the NIADA Coffee Break, brought to you by VinQ, Shop Smart Autos, 321 Ignition, M1 Data and Analytics, Fixed Ops Digital, and MXS Solution. If you want more information or want to support the brew, go to carguycoffee.com. But we look forward to seeing you independents at NIADA Accelerate 2023 in fabulous Las Vegas. Can't wait to see you. Let's brew! What's going on? What's going on, guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Fred Lenard, subprime.
We are brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast and rapping to the Car Guy Coffee beat in the background. Hopefully some of you are doing so. Hopefully one of the Incredibles that are going to be on the show today has beatboxing a little bit. He has been known to drop a beat or two on a microphone. And we're excited for what it is that he's bringing for this year's NIADA Accelerate 2023.
It's a special event that's happening the next month coming up.
We're less than 30 weeks away, folks.
I'm telling you, it's going to be great. There's going to be a lot of great people speaking there, educating there, sharing there, networking there, and you know what? Even partying there. You know, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a really good time.
But we wouldn't be having this going on if we didn't have an incredible person to keep plowing the way forward, like our friend Troy from NIADA. And he is here to help us welcome in the incredible Mr. Cirillo himself, coming in here to MC this event. So pumped out. I mean, that's literally his initials. His initials are MC. And I'm loving it. Loving what it is that he's doing. But Troy Scheer, how you doing today?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Doing great. Excited about what's going on. It's actually fun. I'm sitting here watching the every few minutes another registration coming in. So I've got that up on my screen right now, and it's just kind of been, you know, not quite at the wheel Price is Right wheel yet, but it's moving pretty quick.
Well, we're excited to keep it spinning.
That is awesome, you know, and it is, you know, I have a lot of my dealer friends and partners that are ready to sign up right now. It's so funny, dealers. Why are you always last minuteing doing this stuff? You guys got to get on the ball. Just do it early. No, hey, listen, schedules get changed, but when you commit to something, commit to it. And I'm going to tell you, all you dealers out there right now, this is a great one to commit to every single year. Just go ahead and put your calendar, because this is something that not only do you go and you get, like I was talking about, the education, the inspiration, the motivation, but you're going to meet new friends and people that are from the other side of the country doing what you're doing, but they also see different things. So you get to share and really help each other. Things that you're doing can change their dealership. Things that they're doing can change yours. That's where it's at. And I can't wait for you. And this thing is dealer driven, right? So I love that. It's all about you dealers. So get your butts out there, commit to this every year. You'll have a blast, but you'll learn so much, man. I'm telling you, learn tons.
With the dealers we've been talking to and that I've had a chance to meet with, it's like, that's the one thing they always tell us is like, you know, not going is much more harm than, you know, you've got to be out there, because there's just so much from an education standpoint, but getting to meet each other and getting to learn from people who are doing things successfully it's so important. And I just hear that same mantra over and over as we talk to various dealers, you know, over the last few weeks that I've had the opportunity to do and get to meet some really great people. This is the first year we've had two keynotes. So a lot of different things happening this year that we've got. So it's like we've got the second keynote and having somebody to really highlight the National Quality Dealer event, be able to speak. And, well, you know, again, we all know Michael, so we know kind of where he's coming from and getting to hear his stories. I'm sorry, that in and of itself is worth the money. But then just to kind of remind everybody some dates that are coming up. June 9th, that safeguards rule takes effect June 9th. And it's like, you got to know what you're doing. That there are some major, you know, consequences. If you're not in compliance. So we have basically that Wednesday of the conference, it's pretty much, you know, FTC compliance. We've got somebody specifically from the FTC coming out and going to be speaking, where you as a dealer can now come out and hear directly from the agency themselves, understand what they want to see in terms of compliance, and then be able to ask questions. So it's like, you know, right now you need to be getting things in place for that June 9th date, but get out there and learn and ask questions and making sure that you know what you've got to have. Compliance is important. And it's, you know, you take those things that if you're not in compliance, all the money you're making can be lost really quickly. So we want to make sure that people and our dealers are in compliance and that we can do everything possible to make sure that they have the information they need. So that's, it's so important to make sure that you are in, not exciting. You know, it's not one of those things that the exciting thing is, as our CEO, Jeff Martin says, it's kind of like taking your medicine. You've got to do what you do to make sure you're taken care of, you know, not the most fun thing in the world, but it's vitally important to making sure that the money you make is money you keep.
Well, I'll tell you what NIADA is and this event is, it's the spoonful of sugar because it helps the medicine go down, right? So I love that. I just did a loo. All right. So further ado, we need to bring on this guy, man. The MC of all MCs, Mr. MC himself. I love it, Michael Cirillo. Let's get him on the screen, man. Let's get him. What's going on, brother? How you doing, my friend?
I need some walk-on music.
No, we need some of that.
Bring it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Here he is, Mr. Mike.
Yo.
Oh, man, we are excited to see you. Pumped up that you are here. The one, the only, Michael Cirillo. It's that you're here with us, brother, and glad that you are helping to take this event to the next level and make sure that you bring that classic character that is only you. Folks, if anybody is a great example to show you beyond the box, beyond the four walls, even beyond the borders, it's this guy right here. How excited are you to be at NIADA Accelerate 2023?
Oh, man. I mean, if I was a Denny's dish, I'd be moons over my hammy. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good thing.
No, super excited. Yeah. I was listening in to Troy talking about, you know, bringing in two keynotes. I'm excited for the opportunity, obviously, but really, really excited about how NIADA is positioning this in their deep concern for growing the industry. We know there's what, a gazillion independent auto dealers. Don't fact check me on the number. But the focus that they have, I mean, Troy, what are we at? This is the 47th year or something like that. They've done a dealer award ceremony, National Dealer Award. Mm-hmm. 47 years. I'm delighted to be a part of that, speaking about something that I cared so deeply about, which is across an organization from an operational perspective, how do we show tender care and concern for our people to maximize them? You'll notice I'm wearing a wristband here that says people, partnership, profit, you know, where historically in our industry, we're so focused on the profit piece. I want to really bring it back and talk about how building and lifting and edifying people creates partnerships, relationships of trust, and how that ultimately will help.
Hey dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be a part of Team VinQ. Solutions they have been brewing to help you own more vehicles, manage, merchandise, and advertise those vehicles has made them one of the most sought after dealers in the market. They are 100% CGC approved, and when you visit them at VinQ.com, you will see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why. Team VinQ, let's brew!
Dealerships move into this next phase with a greater level of profitability and equity from a relationship perspective and a money perspective.
Why? Absolutely. Because money is a byproduct of doing the right thing. When you help people, they want to exchange money for that. They want to give you a lot of money for that because they feel like they actually got the service that they paid for, right? And beyond.
Money is like salad at a restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Salad is a promissory note that real food will soon arrive. That's why they bring it out first. Money, to your point, is a promissory note that you've provided value. That's it.
That's so true.
And speaking about provided value, one of our sisters out there, Michelle McLean, did comment earlier, pumped up that you're here. Happy Friday, champions. Michael Cirillo is an incredible human being just like the both of you, but excited to have incredibles that we are brewing with like Michael Cirillo. And we love you, Michelle. Thank you for changing things in the industry too.
We rise together, my friend.
Level of everybody. You guys are incredible. Troy, what is it that you think was it kind of the tipping piece inside of the cup that decided whether or not it was Michael Cirillo that we were actually brewing solutions with here at this NIADA Accelerate?
Well, I think the part of it is he's just, like he said, it's about people. And that's one of the things when we look at the National Quality Dealer award, and the, you know, you got the state quality dealers, and then everything comes together, that it's really, that's one of the key areas in determining who that national quality dealer is how do they impact the community. Of course, it's, you know, they're doing their job, but it's how do they impact their community? What's the part of that that really drives everything? And it's about that human aspect, whether it's, you know, I'm talking to in terms of the dealership and their people, how do they engage with their people? What are they doing to make sure that it's about adding value to each individual, to their community, and then that value comes back to them, just like you said. So it was just a kind of a no-brainer to talk with Michael and hearing his stories and the things that, you know, what he's done, and having a chance to visit with him and listen. Like I said, we sat for, I don't know, probably 2 hours here a month or so back, and just sharing stories and understanding what he's gone through in life, and how that it adds into everything that, you know, Sugar Ray's talking about, you know, rising to meet challenges and those kind of things. So it was a good fit. It just kind of almost just put itself together, so to speak.
Absolutely, it did, you know, and I agree. I think that there's no better person to combo Sugar Ray Leonard with than Michael Cirillo, right? And it's amazing. And I know that's got to be pretty incredible for you, Michael. I know you, you know, and I know how special your talent is, man, from what you've been able to produce for this industry, the ideas, the people that you shake hands with, the people you surround yourself with. You're very smart man, and I can see that. And I love what you're doing. And then to put yourself in the, hey, I'm keynote speaking at NIADA with Sugar Ray Leonard, brother. And congratulations to you for that. And that's a big deal.
Huge.
And, you know, and to me, I honor that. And I think that's phenomenal to see a friend of mine go off and keep doing amazing things. It's not that you just started. You've been doing amazing things, brother. And we appreciate you.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Look,
it's pretty awesome.
I appreciate that. The kindness is always encouraging. And I mean, the reality of it, though, is that it's another testament to this industry. What other industry can you think of where some weird, bald, bearded, you know, bingo arms come out of nowhere with a desire, with ambition, that's eager, you know what I'm saying? And can say, you know what, I'm going to plant a stake there, and I'm going to try to do this thing that I've been dreaming about. I mean, like, we all fell backwards in the auto industry. I know Fred, Lou, I know your stories. I know Troy's story. Like, we all didn't wake up one day as a 7-year-old going, mama, going to work in auto industry. We didn't do that.
No.
There were circumstances that brought us to this. I had a conversation yesterday that I thought was really intriguing, which was this individual, actually Bruce Miller. We all know Bruce Miller. Miller Motors.
It's my brother. It's my brother.
Guys, the fact that he's going, I'm fresh out of school, I'm newly married as a 20-something-year-old. You know what he said that I really keyed in on? A testament to, whether it's me keynoting this thing or just this industry, a testament to this industry. He said, I had a kid on the way. I'm not even going to try and impersonate him because he just got a creamy.
He's got his accent down.
He said, I needed a real job. That's what turned him to the auto industry.
Yep.
He wasn't going, the auto industry is a bunch of scumbags, like the way the vocal minority on Facebook, you know, with no profile photo tries to make us sound. He was thinking of it as an outsider going, that's my definition of a real job.
Yep.
And when I stumbled backwards into the car business, guys, like whether it was the podcast or building my business, I wasn't sitting here being like, I don't know. It was weird that what it has become is infinitely larger than I could have ever imagined when I started.
Man.
And so when you're saying like keynote, like that doesn't even sink into my brain. I'm like, but I'm humbled at the fact that I sincerely believe no other industry would have provided me the same tender care, concern, opportunity to grow, sky's the limit, reach for Jupiter. That way, if you land on the moon, you still, you know, got somewhere massive. You know what I mean? The auto industry is just incredible. It's blessed my life. And I love the fact that it's doing that for millions of people around the world every day.
Boom. And you,
We know you're loving the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at Fixed Ops Digital and how they're automotive's premier service marketing and technology company. They're not only proud sponsors of this show, but can be your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs. Servicing dealerships throughout the US and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue. If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go ahead and reach out to our friends at Fixed Ops Digital at fixedopsdigital.com. Back to the show. You show that on the stage, co-speaking with an incredible athletic legend here in the States, right? The world, right?
He's
a world champion.
Multiple times world champion.
To on the other side, to the north, for a Canadian to then unite on the stage in front of a car industry that shows this massive chasm, this massive opening of being able to fit so many people in the industry. There is no real cookie cutter to car guys and car gals. Everybody's cup is custom to them. And inside of that, we each find ourselves inside of that. And brother, your story is an incredible story. We hope that more and more of you would lean in, pay attention to the Dealer Playbook, and listen to Michael Cirillo as he does with precision interview people and keep it inside of a good cup of coffee size presentation. I love it, brother. And with that, man, you are capturing so much of what the essence is of the industry. And we love that you get to take your wisdom to the microphone along with somebody else that we all aspire to be able to persevere like. But just like he understands what it's like to take the punches and swing for the fences in the ring, you know what to do. You know how to flex your own way too, don't you? You know how to move in that direction, right?
We all take our stripes in different ways. My ring looked a little bit different, but that didn't mean I didn't bleed. You know what I mean?
Come on. Then tell us a little bit about that, because you're making things happen with your company. Tell us how you've experienced and how this industry has helped you with creating the company that you use to help the franchise to the independent. And now the independents are like getting real woke to, they have opportunity to be brewing with people like you.
Yeah. I have a special place in my heart for independents because it's where I started. That was my primary focus. Our intention when we started Flex was, how do we give, for lack of better terms, how do we give franchise level tools and support to this segment over here that's massive, that usually gets the short end of the stick?
Come on.
And so that's, I have a special place in my heart. You know, some of my mentors to this day, albeit we don't talk all the time, I don't want to give some grandized, you know, whatever, but we do talk, and I do watch and I do observe individuals like Tracy Myers, a prominent independent car dealer.
Tracy's my dude.
The Rainbow Sisters, you know what I'm saying? Rainbow Motor Sales, Bruce Miller. Like, I'm in awe of these individuals. Like, I'm like, bro, wait, what? We just gloss over the terminal cancer thing and the fact that you built a business? Like, what? Sugar Ray took his stripes in the ring. There is individuals that I look up to that who have behaviors and character traits that I aspire to right inside of this independent market, who are out there day in and day out. So there's a special place in my heart. That's where we started. Then things evolved. And it was kind of really interesting to shift the paradigm and put the narrative on, you know, turn the table, so to speak, which is that we were doing all of these things for independents, and franchise dealers were like, how do we get a piece of that action?
Exactly. Yeah.
And so we've been incredibly blessed, but I'll tell you what, man, whether it's the Dealer Playbook, which the tagline is inspired by car dealers.
That's right.
It's difficult often to find words, and I know both you care so deeply and feel so deeply about this. It's difficult sometimes to find the right words to accurately convey the deep sense of gratitude I have for these people who are out on the front lines, who are inspiring how I've chosen to live my life.
That's right.
And build a business, and the service level that I provide, and just the things that I think about, right? From morning to sunrise to sundown. I am inspired by the moves that they make. And that inspiration is what helps me build the company that I'm building and the service level that we offer. So
I love what you're talking about here, you know, and shout out to Bruce Miller one time, you know, and this is, we have Bruce Miller coming to the event this year. He is definitely coming. It's going to be his very first NIADA. I'm excited that it's going to be his first event. Excited for him to be there. I think he's going to be very excited about connecting with other dealers and sharing his story, because he does. He's somebody that's really at that moment of life where it's about legacy. It's all about legacy. And he is going all out. He's all gas, no brakes, right? We all know that. We all know that about you, Bruce. Love you. The Sisters of Savings. Absolutely. I love them, Sisters. I've known them for years. Yeah. And I've seen that growth. I've seen them build onto that dealership, open their second location, just had their grand opening, doing amazing things. We love you all so much.
Well, this is a cancer survivor.
Oh, my God.
There's just so much. Like you said, Michael, there's so many bleedings that have occurred outside of the ring, inside of this industry. I mean, the dealers in this industry, in the independent sector especially, are those cut up, bruised up, fractured up, but still in the game, still ain't scared and still saying, come get me. Let's go. We're going after this. And they're determined to push forward. And that's why we're so excited to get with people that are so willing to run their engine till every single wheel falls off, because they are confident enough inside of themselves, the people around them, the community, and that they can get to a place like that where we'll get back in the pit, put all this back together, get back on the road and go faster than we ever had before, and literally do what you guys are talking about, which is accelerate their business to the next
level. And we got the Sisters coming.
Yeah,
at least one of them. At least one coming to the office this year too. This will be their very first, and they've been independent dealers their whole career. And this is going to be their very first NIADA event too. So I'm excited for them to show up to that. They're going to be overwhelmed with just amazingness, right? And they're going to be like, God, this is going to be another case of it. I'm going to get testimony video. It's going to show you that every one of these dealers, Bruce, the Sisters, when they come, y'all, listen, everyone who's even on the fence about coming, they're going to tell you they're coming back. Every single year they're going to come back, because it's special. We've been there. We know how special it is.
That's right.
So y'all be there. I'm telling you.
You don't have to miss it, folks. You don't have to.
I'm not kidding.
You need to be
sign up with the link below too. Right? I mean, the blessings abound. Mm-hmm. And the thing, as we talk about these individuals, and I don't know if this is because I'm getting older, but it's like, why do I want to cry all the time?
You know
what I'm saying? It's like, I like feel it. And I'm like, Sisters. It's like, I love these people. The reality is there are, you know, where our human nature is that we are alone. We must be the only ones that feel this way, think this way, want to build community this way. No, there's so much more. True. What Troy's doing with NIADA, what they're focused on is they're opening the arms and saying, no, look how many more of us there are. Let's band together. Let's throw up our beacon of light and show everybody what we're made of.
Hey dealers, did you know that when you get registered on the ShopSmart Autos dealer directory, it has no cost, no credit card, and no commitment? You'll receive 12 free months of ShopSmart Autos VIN history reporting. That's a simple click giving you daily wholesale, retail values, days on market, market price, accident, service, and repair history. Great for spotting trades or buying at the auction. Listen, you can try it for free for 1 year and you'll never pay high prices for vehicle histories again. You can check them out at ShopSmartAutos4Dealers.com. That's ShopSmartAutos4Dealers.com.
What I would say about, you know, you were asking my thoughts about being the co-keynote or the second keynote and Sugar Ray, you know, all of us have the experience, knowledge, desire to be on that stage just like he and I.
Mm-hmm.
I just simply would say I feel incredibly blessed to be a fellow student who's been given the opportunity to stand up there. That's what Troy's given me. Because, I mean, when Michelle or Melissa or Bruce or JP, you know.
JP will be there too.
That's right. John Paul's going to be there too, by the way.
Dude's wrestling one. Let's go. Alligator right now, full on like by the tail, that's, spinning in a
what's up, rope?
That's right.
The depth of knowledge, the depth of care, the depth of experience, like we've been talking about, anybody could get up on that stage, right? We're all students of the game. You know what I mean? Like I know that about the two of you. We're all students of the game. And so that's where the blessing comes. That's where the sky is the limit. We tend to grandize things like keynote speaker and status symbols. And like, this has been going on for thousands of years. You know, you've got tribes, the size of their earrings meant they had more status, or they elongated their necks, or the makeup. Oh, it's like, bro, you got makeup. You made it. We tend to grandize those things. I simply want everyone to convey that I've had a specific story. I've figured out a way to hopefully articulate it in a way that encourages people to think differently, but that we're all students. And some of us get to just raise our hand and stand up every now and again. And that's certainly what I see the two of you doing with your show, with the influence you have as you go in store. The blessing of it is that you never quite know what impact you're making until somebody else stands up and raises their hand and says, you changed my way of thinking.
So true.
Hmm. Right. But to know that each of us, whether it's in our families, with our employees, in our community, at our church, standing in line at the grocery store, that simply if we choose to behave in an appropriate way that maps to lifting others, you won't know until you die and you're on the other side the true ripple effect of the impact you had on somebody's trajectory and how you shaped and altered the whole course of their life. And that, to me, is the truly fascinating thing. So when we show up at NIADA, when you guys get to hear me blabber on with a, you know, Troy might be the fool of the game putting a mic in front of my face. I don't know. Hopefully, the desire is that when we leave that room together, myself included, we are edified and inspired in a new way of thinking that's going to allow us and perpetuate that compounding ripple effect that happens in our markets and in our families and in our cohort.
Bro, I don't even know what to say. Brother, hit my heart.
You focus fly, man.
He knows. What's up? Messages out there. I love that. But Cirillo, brother, it's Troy is not a fool for getting you up there. We're excited to see you. We cannot wait to be there to cheer you on as you go and to give you that standing ovation that you're gonna definitely. But the thing is that this event, like everything you just said, it's that special. It's about that. Let's let our guards down for once. Let's get together. Let's be vulnerable. I think that when we grow the most is when we are on ourselves and we tell ourselves the truth and we actually seek for the actual truth that we need instead of assuming that we know everything. I promise you, life is different, you know, and that's where all the growth is. I can't wait to see you, Michael, on that stage. It's going to be phenomenal. I know Troy isn't somebody who's just going to be like, oh, let's just put somebody on the stage. When he said your name, I wasn't even surprised.
I didn't say he's a fool. I say he might be a fool for putting the mic in my face.
No, I know. Why say that? The point is that, you know, when he told us your name, who you were going to, I was like, no, wasn't even a surprise. I was actually very excited about that. So very cool, man. Very cool.
Thank you.
So true.
I was just going to say, I think that's the key is what, and what I'm hearing here too, is what we talk about. NIADA is a platform for all of these. There are so many stories of the successes that dealers have and the challenges they've overcome. And it's like, We're that NIADA is that platform for them to be able to get out and help the industry as a whole, just get better from a perception standpoint. And I think that, you know, one of the things Michael was just saying is talking about, hey, we're not alone in this. I said, just because, and this is something that I've has kind of come in my mind lately is like, you know, just because you're an independent doesn't mean you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're coming together and by everybody bringing their strengths and their weaknesses and bringing it together, that's how we increase the influence of the industry as a whole. Because it's like if everybody stays hidden, we don't know, and the country as a whole doesn't know about how many great people are independent auto dealers. And like I said, is important to me and important to the association is that we elevate those people, those individuals, and help realize that when we talk about things with, you know, FTC and all the various regulatory things and laws that come about, we want to make sure that we are elevating the industry so that those people have a voice and that they are, that the politicians and the regulatory people understand that this industry has a huge impact on the nation as a whole. in terms mm-hmm. of what they do. It's like, hey, think about how many of us, what world would we be if we couldn't get a car to get to work and do all the things you've got to do? And just how many places this industry touches, not just from the dealers themselves, but all yeah. of them. You know, you have the haulers and all the guys that, you know, the guys and gals that bring vehicles from one place to the next. You have the partners and the vendors and all of these things. There is so much that is being done by all of these individuals that elevate the country as a whole.
Yes,
that we've absolutely. Got to be there and look into them to make sure that their stories are told and that they're highlighted. And we give them the platforms they need to be visible, but then also to succeed and learn and come together. And I think that's why this convention is such an important thing, because it's the place where you can get together with all of your, you know, your compatriots in the industry, learn, build, grow, and, you know, elevate the industry. I think that's the key. Is like, there are a lot of great, great dealers that I've been able to meet. And it's changed my perception from, again, you know, Michael says we kind of back into the auto industry. Not something I had done in really in the first 20 years of my career. And the people that I've gotten to meet through this and getting to see is like, wow, these are really great people and are doing a lot of things to help people who are in, like I said, from a transportation standpoint. And if you don't got a car, you may not have a job, and it's just all goes into that. So it's, we want to bring these folks together and really lift them up. That is really what the association's about, is to lift these dealers up and make sure they know they're not alone out there.
Great news, Solutionaries. MXS Solutions, our newest partner, newest sponsor, and newest solution for your digital presence, is excited to be teamed up with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. What does that mean for you? That means that now you can reach out to Fred, you can reach out to Lou, and find out what it takes to take your digital presence to the next level with our incredible friends at MXS Solutions. Let's brew!
They're not, you know, we had interviewed Kelly Midget, another great independent dealer, right? National Quality Dealer of the Year nominee. He's going to be there also. But he was the state for CIADA. He was their national, he was their quality dealer of the year, right? And speaking, that's where you're going to be doing your keynote at. And I think that's great, great dealers. But he talked about the locals, you know, because here's a cool thing. When you become a member of your local association, you are a national member now too. It's all in one. So you are blessed to have both on your side. So he had a situation with titles. He was in the right, but he was like, man, maybe I'm wrong, because this police officer was just throwing all kinds of shade at him, right? Not really, I guess, just thought he knew what he was talking about. So Kelly wasn't trying to be condescending. So Kelly calls his local office, talks to them within 5 minutes, gets all the stuff he needs to be able to show that he was actually in the right situation. So he was not in fault of anything that was being accused of, right? So made him feel so much better within 5 minutes. The average dealer who's not affiliated with somebody else would have had to call another dealer possibly, figure out, read the book, look through all the stuff. Instead, he was able to have a resource that was like, happy to help and give them the information within seconds, because that's what they do. And I love that. And that's just a small piece of it. And then, of course, like we said, it's about getting together with others and sharing stories and finding out that you're not alone.
So true.
We all have these struggles. You know what? Inventory is expensive everywhere right now. It's hard to get it, right? How do we? And guess what? There's a lot of great ways that we can get it from the public, buying from the consumer out there, from them instead of the auctions, or maybe going to the auctions, because we've gotten a habit of not going anymore. We do it all virtually. Showing up sometimes could be something different too. So anyway, there's so many tips you can learn from being there that we can share. So I'm go. Goodness, there's, telling you, go.
Get out there. Main reason being, everybody, is that, listen, it's not going to be the same without you there. You bring your own glow to the light show, okay? And because is something custom about you, what you encounter, what you go through, the bleeding you've had, the scrapes you've taken, and the wins that you can and you should rightfully not necessarily boast about, but show the victory in. We should carry our guide-ons draped with all of the victories that we've had. That's what we do inside of a battle regiment. We carry our guide-on with our flag, and it carries all of the stripes that show all the battles that we've gone through. We have been through some things. And so many times you independent dealers, I'm going to be real, you guys don't get your hands off the wheel long enough to be able to jump out and go collect the goods needed to refuel your engine.
We get it.
Do it. Come on. It's a good way to accelerate, a good way to get together. But, I mean, you already know we're better together. If you're watching this, you already know we're better together.
It is.
You are part of a solutionary network that says let's go to the next level and let's go do it together. And daggone it, man, let's go have some fun while
we do it. Man.
Because Michael Cirillo doesn't just have a lot of great information. He's going to make you laugh. I know Sugar Ray's going to make you laugh.
Listen,
I know there's going to be a story or two you're going to be able to.
We're going
to
be doing interviews. We're going to be doing some on the fly. We're going to have some fun. You guys know we're going to be forgive, focusing, flying all over that conference. We're going to be sharing stories, getting stories, inspiring, having a lot of fun, bringing that noise, bringing that funk. That's what we always do. But most importantly, we just want to caffeinate the conference. Let's and that's what go. It's about, man. And this thing is all about the accelerate. So because we have our foot on the gas. We are ready to go. It is that time. This is the year 23. We're almost halfway through it. It's time to get to it, man.
Sign it up now.
Everybody. I'm telling you, get with it. Let's go.
Here's kind of a last thought I would say here is, you know, we talk about how much the dealers invest in their communities.
Yeah. Mm.
Invest a little in yourself. Invest in yourself and go out and you know, it's okay to invest in yourself because that's when you're going to get returns.
Best investment.
Well, you know what? It's what you said that because – Listen, dealers, I know as an independent dealer, we were independent dealers for 8.5 of our more, probably a little bit longer than that in some cases. For me, it was 8.5. For Lou, I think he worked with another dealer to help him open up another store that did really well. But you get tunnel vision because you have to work so hard because you're building it. You've built it yourself. It's always been first. It was just you. Most of the times it's just one person that started most of these stores and then they started to grow. They grow. And they get tunnel vision. They know that if I do this and I'm there all the time, I'm going to get it done. But listen, we hit a wall sometimes. And you're still doing well, but you're like, man, I need to get to the next level. How do I do that? I'm telling you, take this moment, take this few days, get out to Las Vegas, not just a party, because come on, you know you want to, but to get out there and really meet some people and see some different perspectives, learn some different things, and see, honestly, how this technology today can really help you take away all that manpower that you're doing yourself and you can make it really quick, get all the information you need and you can make a decision light speed instead of taking days to gather it yourself. So I'm telling you, little things make big differences. Get out there.
I mean, you would say for them to accelerate, right?
Exactly.
I would say that it's a way to accelerate. So car guys, car gals, make sure that you do so. Michael Cirillo, what last words would you have of encouragement for anybody that's considering getting on out to this event? Because they only have so much time to still use that code.
Hey, stop being a poser, okay?
Oh.
Don't consider coming out to this event.
Get them.
Just make the decision right now. Like
that's it, man.
You said something, Fred, I want to just circle back on. And I know now everybody's going, I ain't going to that dude's keynote. You just call me a poser, right? But here's the reality. We do this. We do get tunnel vision. But here's the problem. The tunnel vision is where our biggest margin of error can occur. Why? Oof. Because when we're tunnel vision, we start to overthink everything. Mm. And overthinking is nothing more than a symptom of underexposure.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the appropriate level of exposure, you'll never understand the things you didn't know you don't know. And when you start to get exposure to the things you didn't know you didn't know, that's when overthinking stops and the appropriate level of thinking begins. And then you can take calculated strategic action. So please stop pretending and get out to this conference so that you can gain exposure to what's happening in the market. By the way, I don't know if anybody told you this. There was just a pandemic. We are the generation in this business who is having to maneuver something that has never happened before. People go, yeah, well, there was a pandemic. Remember the Spanish flu? Dude, they weren't dealing with what we're dealing with right now.
No.
No.
Not even close.
Never done this before. Look at this. Now the Italian hands are coming out.
Yeah. There it goes. They're flying.
Wacky, wavy, inflatable flailing arm tube bands. So that's the last thing I might submit. We're maneuvering a battlefield that we have never encountered before.
That's
and
right.
It is incumbent on each of us in this industry to gain as rapid exposure to how things are changing so that we can go back to the context of our circumstances and take calculated risks, take calculated actions, and from there watch the acceleration, to borrow your words, on how you grow through this next season. It is possible. It is possible to navigate uncertain circumstances, but it's better when you do it with people in your corner. So please don't consider it. Push the button to register for NIADA coming up in June. We want to see you there. We love this industry so much. Thank you guys for giving me the time today.
You're good, you. Brother. You're good, you.
I'm glad you had the time. Busy you are, brother. I know you do a lot of moving and shaking, so we do appreciate that. And not to mention, you got to spend time with your family, too. Right. So we do honor that. We do honor your time. We do bless this day with you, man. God is good. We appreciate everything that you talk about, man. I know how you are. So we love it. Love it. Folks, all you out there, seriously, hit that button. Get on there. You guys see the link down there. Michael Cirillo is going to be there. Troy Shear is going to be there. We're going to be there. And then there's this guy, Sugar Ray Leonard. He's going to be there too, right? So listen, it's going to be great. There's so many great people are going to be there. So many amazing dealers. If you believe you know everything, still come.
Let's need to hear from you.
Prove it.
If you know everything, come share it with
please.
Us.
Come,
if you know, I need you to be at, we do.
We have an interview.
Lou and I on Tuesday, y'all, just so you know, Tuesday at 3:30. The Pacific Standard Time, Vegas time, at 3:30, come check us out. We're going to be talking about watch your language because it matters. So come see that. We need some dealers in there. We want to share some ideas and really get a great mastermind going because it is. It's about how we speak, really, not just to our customers, but to our employees, to each other, everyone. It changes the whole dynamic. So come on. We'll see you guys there.
So speaking of the way that we speak, folks, there are some F-bombs that we want to make sure do get dropped everywhere it is that we go. Ron Garverick knows the deal, and that's to make sure that if we are to keep growing, we do forgive,
focus, and fly.
So on three, everybody, we're going to go ahead and get out of here having some fun. Thank you so much, NIADA, for bringing the heat. And Michael Cirillo doing your thing. Woo. I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Frelin Arts, subprime hero.
And we've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, talking about NIADA, Accelerate 2023 with the one and Troy Shear.
That's right. Thank you, Troy. Appreciate you so much. You're a blessing to us too, brother.
He's almost got the shoulders where they need to be. Now we're good and dusted off, brother. You're ready now. Here we go. On three, everybody. One,
two, three. Forgive. Focus. Fly, growing, keep.
All right, everybody. We will see you in fabulous Las Vegas at the Wynn. And
if you want to win, be at the Wynn. Like Lou said earlier,
having some fun. We're out.